Thank goodness Sarah and I are a team. I'm very proud to be her husband. Now let's come straight to the point. I want to talk with you today about who I am, what I believe, what I'm determined to lead this party and this great country to achieve. As we gather here today, I know people have real concerns about the future of the country, about the future of the economy, and people in this hall have concerns about the future of our party too. And so I want to answer your questions directly, to talk with you how, amidst all the present difficulties, we should be more confident than ever that we can build what I want to talk to you about today, a new settlement for new times, a fair Britain for the new age. But let me start with something I hope you know already. I didn't come into politics to be a celebrity or thinking I would always be popular. Perhaps that's just as well. No, 25 years ago, I asked the people of Fife to send me to Parliament to serve the country I love. And I didn't come to London because I wanted to join the establishment, because I wanted to, and I want to, change it. So I'm not going to try to be something I'm not. And if people say I'm too serious, quite honestly, there's a lot to be serious about. I'm serious about doing a serious job for all the people of this country. You know what angers me and inspires me to act is when people are treated unfairly. So when people share with me stories about the hard time they're having with bills, I want to help, because I was brought up seeing my parents having to juggle their budget like all the rest of us. And when I talk to parents about schools, I'm determined that every child should have a good school, because while I got a break in a great local secondary, not all my friends got the chance to get on. And when I speak to victims of crime, I get angry. Like them, I know the difference between right and wrong. So here I am, working for this incredible country, while trying as far as possible to give my young children an ordinary childhood. Some people have been asking why I haven't served my children up for spreads in the papers. My answer is simple. My children aren't props, they're people. And you know where I've made mistakes? I'll put my hand up and try to put them right. So what happened with 10 pence? It stung me because it really hurt that suddenly people felt I wasn't on the side of people on middle and modest incomes. Because on the side of hardworking families is the only place I've ever wanted to be. And from now on, I tell you, it is the only place I ever will be. And so, I want to give the people of this country an unconditional assurance. No ifs, no buts, no small print. My unwavering focus is taking this country through the challenging economic circumstances we face and building the fair society of the future. You know, the British people would not forgive us if at this time we looked inwards to the affairs of just our party when our duty is the interest of the whole country. The people of Britain would never forget if we failed to put them first. And friends, they are right. Now, because this is a time of greater change than ever around us, it must be a time of higher ambition from us. And because the world of 2008 is now so different from the world we knew in 1997, I want to talk today about the new settlement we must build for these new times. You know, each generation believes it's living through changes their parents could never have imagined. But the collapse of banks, the credit crunch, the trebling of oil prices, the speed of technology, the rise of Asia, nobody now can be in any doubt that we're in a different world, and it's now the global age. You know, in truth, we haven't seen anything happening like this since the Industrial Revolution. The last week will be studied by our children in the schools. As the week the world was spun on its axis and old certainties were turned on their heads. And in these uncertain times, we must be, we will be, the rock of stability and fairness upon which people can stand. And friends, you know, it's a calling that summons us. Because in every time of profound change, those with great wealth and privilege have always been able to look after themselves. But our duty, what gives us moral purpose, is serving the people who need us most, Britain's vast majority, people on middle and modest incomes, who need to know that they are not on their own amidst this change. We are on their side. Where there are new risks and new pressures on people, our duty is and will be security for all. And where there are new opportunities, our duty is and will be fair chances for all, matched by fair rules applied to all. And ensuring people against the new risks and empowering people with these new opportunities is the mission of the hour. And you know, those who say that government should walk away when people face these risks and need these opportunities, they will be judged to be on the wrong side of history.